Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, is joining us for two segments to get into the economy and what he calls how the U.S. became the USSR. Great article at Infowars.com. He's going to be joining us. You know, this happens every few months. I come in and at night and in the morning, and then on the air, I don't get depressed so much because I don't really get depressed. I get really freaked out. The enormity of what we're facing and the fact that I'm not making this stuff up. Like, sometimes when I'm talking to mainstream reporters and they're trying to convince me I'm wrong, I'm like, it's really sexy. I mean, it's like, It's almost like you're talking to, you know, a beautiful woman or something, and you're trying to control yourself and to drift in and just kiss them. But it's like the idea. You're like hearing them, yeah, the New World Order's not real, and it's not bad. It's almost like a dream. You ever had something really bad happen? Family in the hospital, car wreck, something bad. You go to sleep, forget about it. You wake up happy, and then the bad thought comes back into your mind. You're like, no. That was the dream. The bad thing was the dream. So I want this to not be true. That's why I've psychoanalyzed why I like being attacked by the media, because I'm not a masochist. I don't like being hurt. I like being attacked because it's almost, I get the propaganda. They're like offering, it doesn't have to be real. You can go back into the matrix, and even though I don't sell out spiritually or intellectually, I still kind of want to go, yeah, I can just for a moment go, yeah, I'm wrong. Yeah. See, they're almost giving me aid and comfort. Yes, Rachel Maddow, you're right. There's no weather weapons. They're not spraying aluminum dioxide on my family in the northern hemisphere. I don't have to move to the southern hemisphere. I can be immoral and stay here in Austin, Texas. Instead of moving my operations to the southern hemisphere. You're right. Nothing's wrong. You're right. The fluoride in the water's not bad. You're right. You're right. The GMO's not bad. You're right. You're right. They need to have Homeland Security training to arrest gun owners and veterans en masse and put us in re-education camps and use the term re-education camp. You're right. I mean, maybe the veterans need to be put in re-education camps. Maybe Mao was good. Maybe Stalin was good. Maybe that's what a re-education camp is. I mean, Winston Smith at the end of 1984 is at the Chestnut Cafe drinking synthetic gin. And, you know, he used to write the propaganda. He knows they've been at war with East Asia, and then not at war, and then at war, and then not at war. But really, they're not even at war. It's a global government. They're just rocket attacking each other's cities. It's really a war on individuals. He knows all that, but he even knows how Big Brother suddenly is going to turn this big defeat and this battle in Africa around. And then he hears it, and he even knows a month before he'd written that script, getting it ready before he'd been taken in for torture. But it doesn't matter that he even wrote the fraud he's now hearing. It doesn't matter. He loves Big Brother. He loves it. I love it. I love Obama. I just had the epiphany. Yeah. Yeah. White people are bad and are racist. Turning our guns in are good. Freedom's bad. Freedom is 101 million people on food stamps and government food aid. And Obama wants to get the country going, so he's shutting all the big power plants down and the industry and harassing every small business into the ground and paying $21 billion to ship the jobs, the General Motors to China. I mean, thank you. Yeah! Yeah, we're winning! Oh, I just realized it. I could feel like the average MSNBC viewer, like, just watching. Yeah, we're winning, we're winning. Because that's all they say on the show is, we're winning, everybody loves it, everybody loves it, there's no tyranny, secret arrest is good, torture is good, open borders are good, bombing Libya and Syria is good, funding Al-Qaeda is good, insurance companies writing Obamacare to rip you off, written by the Republicans, it's good, because Obama's beating Republicans, and it's good. Whew, yeah. Man, I'm starting to understand it now. It's all hitting me right now. And that's what all this is about, fantasy land. The fake Republicans are in their fantasy land. They're on the winning team. The Democrats are in fantasy land. You know, my problem is I don't live in fantasy land. And you know what? Maybe I'm going to immigrate to fantasy land. When we come back, we're going to talk about how great Obama is. All the great things he's doing for you and your family.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, until the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Then I'm going to get back into the blimps being launched nationwide. They're actually launched more than a decade ago, but now they're going to officially let you know you're being watched 24/7 by blimps that operate off of solar power with ground-penetrating radar looking through your walls. Oh, yeah, the NSA isn't just going to listen to everything you do. And, of course, Congress voted to continue the illegal spying. So that's a public certification of felonies. UK web censorship filter controlled by communist Chinese front company. That's up on InfoWars.com. Big breaking news. The BBC even admits that. So what's the difference? Communist Chinese or the BBC? Obama DHS plan to kill peaceful demonstrators and sniper attacks. That's a FBI declassified memo. Peaceful people, just a plan to decapitate them, you know, kind of like they do in Egypt. Decapitate the opposition. U.S. Army buying upwards of 4 million rounds of AK-47 ammo, despite the fact that they don't own any of those weapons, and that's not used by NATO to dry up the supply. And I was told that by a big supplier. We checked it out at the Federal Biz site. It's true. Homeland Security is now regulating live entertainment. and rabbit magic shows. You have to get a special plan. Indiana DHS demands restaurant owner get permit to play live music. So there's just total federalization. It's not even federal. It's just corporatization, New World Order. Democratic leaders, all Americans may be in communication with terrorists. Show hints, no more warrants needed. See, you're all terrorists, folks. They say if you're in communication with a terrorist, even if you don't know or give money to one or a group that does, you can be disappeared. NDAA. So it's all there. That's just some of what's coming up. Your phone calls. I'm going to premiere some of the leaders in the Paul Revere film contest in the next hour and take phone calls. And then I want to get into the name of Jesus has become a dirty word in politically correct America. See, Michael Steiner is a great writer and a great compiler of factoids. That's the kind of writer I love, an American dream. But the headline should be, incredible authoritarianism as Christians persecuted in America. I mean, you read this, it's like people being kicked out of college because they won't stomp on the name Jesus on a piece of paper as part of sensitivity training, or people expelled for in their speeches they give or whatever, saying the word God. I mean, it's just beyond Soviet Union. And by the way, that's why he's joining us. He wrote the article, Role Reversal, How the U.S. Became the USSR, best-selling author Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Roberts, the former head of policy for Reagan at the Department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. You can go to paulcraigroberts.org, his amazing website, to find all of his stuff. I tell you, the twilight zoning of the world just gets crazier every few months when we have you on, Doc. What is front and center for you in the wild, abandoned orgy of blooming tyranny?
Well, it seems to be in full bloom, doesn't it? I mean, now they're demanding, the National Stasi Agency is demanding that all of our passwords be turned over to them as well. I don't know why they need them. That's fine, yeah. But they're demanding that. So I think it's just to establish that they're the law. There's no statutory law that lets them make this demand. But we now are ruled by the executive branch. And the Congress and the judiciary are irrelevant. If they were to make a ruling or decision that the executive branch didn't approve of, it would just be ignored. So we're ruled by the executive branch, and what we know is the executive branch is no longer accountable. It was established in the Bush regime that the executive branch is above the law as long as there's a war against terror. And, of course, we've been told this is a war for many ages. It won't go on for a long time. So we have a Caesar. It's the entire executive branch. And any aspect or part of this executive branch can act without getting presidential clearance. They just have the power of all of them being Caesars. And so that's how we live. Now, Americans will say, oh, this is preposterous. They've not done anything to me and blah, blah. And that's true. They haven't done anything to most people.
Except ship your jobs overseas and jack up your taxes and make mega bankers exempt and stuff.
Yes, on the economic scene. But I'm talking about the that was done by the corporations in Wall Street. I'm talking about the executive branch. It now has unaccountable power. And so there has been a coup d'etat. You see, the United States is defined by the Constitution, and the government is constrained by the Constitution. But since Bush, the government has been unconstrained by the Constitution. These are all impeachable offenses. Yet Obama gave the approval, or the Obama regime gave the approval to the overthrow of the Constitution by the Bush regime. And has proceeded along the same lines.
Yeah, Chris Hedges says he's doubled down. I would say tripled down.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's increased. It's gotten worse. And so we no longer have rights. For example, if they decide, if anyone in the executive branch of many consequence decides that a person is suspicious, that person can be picked up and imprisoned indefinitely without any accountability to a court, a judge, no presentation of evidence. Apparently, they don't even have to tell your associates or your family or your friends what's become of you. And if that's inconvenient, they can just have you murdered. They can send a hellfire missile from a drone and blow you up. And it's not accountable. It's not an action that has to be...
Or put cyanide in your drink or poison Breitbart, and then the coroner who did the autopsy, and they admitted he was murdered and say, we're not going to investigate the dead coroner.
Well, I'm sure there's all kinds of things that they can do because they're not held accountable, and people who try to expose them, like yourself, are dismissed as conspiracy theorists who are crazed and think that the government is evil. So the gullibility of the people is one of the greatest handicaps for the people retaining a constitutional order or their civil liberties. And what's happening, in my opinion, Alex, is that the police state is more entrenched and is getting more confident. And it's so much more confident that soon exposing it will have no prospect of having any effect. Soon, even, I think, if the Congress were to act, it simply wouldn't have any power behind it. Because when a police state becomes very confident, it simply no longer worries about public perceptions or other former institutions that had power. It just simply prevails. So I think that's what we're headed into.
Sure. I mean, this is the pattern of history. So let me ask you, with your historical research and talking to colleagues around the world, where does it end? Because now the minions of government are getting more and more arrogant and are going, what? We're not accountable? Because this historically spreads downward, and then everything starts getting stolen because no one can stop the criminal government until things collapse. What do you see coming from this?
Well, they've been stealing for some time. You know, the police, there have been various news reports of police stopping traffic on interstate highways. And if you've got cash, they simply take it. They say, well, this cash is proof that you're dealing in drugs. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this cash. And so we're seizing it because it's contraband. You know, they can do just about whatever they want.
We've become Mexico.
Probably worse. Because there, the drive, I think, is just crime and greed. And here, I think it's even worse. There's an evil force behind the drive for power.
No, exactly. I agree. This is a scientific evil, not a third world oligarchy.
Yeah. And the drive for power goes far beyond the American citizens. They want power over the whole world.
and we're going to be the fuel to do that. I mean, the people in an empire that's going for broke, look at Nazi Germany, it don't go too good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, once, you know, there were, for a period of the Nazis' early years, they could have been stopped, but all the institutions just collapsed. And so the power of the party prevailed. The same thing in the Soviet Union under Stalin. He was able to put on show trial all the heroes of the Bolshevik Revolution and even convict Bukharin, who Lenin declared to be the golden-haired boy of the revolution. Bukharin was convicted of being a capitalist spy. and executed in the prison. So once this gets out of control, it's out of control, and there's no real way of putting it back under control. Now, what I've always said in the past when we've talked is that the basis for the United States power is a little bit shaky. The economy is no good. We've lost our manufacturing prowess. Our great cities are collapsing. I mean, like Detroit. Just the other day, there was a report that homes in Cleveland now are being boarded up. Cities like St. Louis, once very prosperous, now have 19% of their housing vacant. So the cities are collapsing. The jobs are, the good jobs are gone.
Stay there, doctor. I want to come back and get your prognosis and then ideas to pull us out of this, though it appears the insanity of tyranny is growing. We're enjoying all the blessings, some call them curses, of a big, fat, out-of-control, corporate-run government. We'll be right back.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988. 83325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. I'm your host, Alex Jones, again. Thank you for tuning in today on this Friday edition. I'll be back this Sunday live, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And if you've done any historical research, what we're talking about here is just verified fact. This is now really the coming out of the closet of the military-industrial complex owned by offshore multinational corporations that are leveraging the U.S. in their takeover worldwide, but at the impoverishment of the U.S. So do we collapse like the Soviet Union? Is that the best we can hope for? Or I do see people waking up to the social contract being broken. I do see pretty much everybody. Every cop I walk by in Austin says, "Hi, Alex, we're awake." It keeps happening live on live video shoots. Cops walk by and wave and say, "Hi, Alex." It happened again last night. So I'm seeing a lot of people wake up, but they feel powerless. Dr. Roberts, what comes out of all this?
I think collapse. You know, we have a huge triple bubble, don't we? We have the bond market bubble, the stock market bubble, and the currency bubble, the dollar bubble. And to keep all these bubbles afloat, they have to intervene in the gold market and sell naked shorts to drive down the price of gold. They have to get the rest of the world to intervene in currency markets and support the dollar. They're now trying to finish these two so-called free trade pacts, one with Asia, one with Europe. And then the real purpose of these pacts, Alex, is to draw so much of the world into dollar-structured trade relationships that they have to support the dollar. So they're desperate to keep the thing afloat, but it's such a big house of cards, one doesn't know that they'll be able to. But if, for example, the second downturn of the current Great Recession occurs this fall or this winter, they haven't a remedy. The unemployment will rise further. It puts more pressure on the budget, which becomes larger. And they're not really all that smart, the people in charge. And so it could be a big collapse. They get overwhelmed by problems, and they're not having as much success in their foreign adventures as they thought they would.
Well, they're also certainly gearing up for collapse, and from their own admissions, plan to use an orderly collapse to pose as saviors and bring in authoritarianism. But instead, people now understand that they've basically been the authors of it. So I see them losing the public, Doctor. That's my point. I'm really seeing signs of that. Is that positive, or do you not agree?
Well, I think Americans are gullible, and some of them are beginning to wake up, but you see, they already have authoritarianism. They don't need to have a collapse to impose it. They've already done that. The Constitution is a scrap of paper. It has no more authority.
There has been a coup over our form of government, as you wrote last week, in coup d'etat. So what do we do?
I don't know. If we tried to organize anything, they'd pick us up because they would know it as soon as we began. I think, Alex, the only way out is collapse, or else the rest of the world simply says, "We've had enough of being your lackeys, your puppies, and we're not going to be paid by you any longer, and we're going on without you." And simply cease to pay any attention to us or to deal with us. It's not like we've got much to offer. You know, we're the domestic market, which the foreign countries liked for their exports, is drying up because the incomes are drying up. You know, you can't have a consumer economy on Walmart part-time wages. So as the ability of the American economy to support the kinds of consumption levels that are associated with past American history, that's dying off. So our value to China and to Taiwan and to Germany and the people who export here and have trade surpluses, which have been to their advantages in the past, that aspect is going away. So they may simply find it's too inconvenient or all the pressures to support a currency.
And then you've got Israel with cruise missiles hitting Russian emplacements in Syria, and Russia launching, you know, nuclear bombers openly with talk in Russia about nuking Israel. I mean, this really is one of those times like before World War II or World War I, but now we have nuclear weapons, where the climate is there for a political tornado.
It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous, and the public is very slow in seeing this and waking up. Look, we've lost habeas corpus. We've lost the right to life. But what are the only rights anyone's focused on. It's politically correct rights.
Hold on, I want you to comment on that. Well, we got to go to break. Do five more minutes with us on the political correctness, if you can. We'll be right back. Okay, thank you. Well, I want to hear what you have to say on that. That's right. They've replaced it with fake synthetic football rights that we debate all day.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
About five more minutes with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. It's always hard to just get him on for two segments because he talks about so many important things. Then I'm going to hit news and take phone calls into the next hour, 800-259-9231 for first-time callers on this Friday. First-time callers today, 800-259-9231. What do you think of almost 4 billion rounds of AK-47 ammo? And the Pentagon admits they don't use that in combat. And they're just storing it in warehouses. And I looked into it. This isn't being shipped to Syria. That's separately going on. So just a lot of craziness to drop the market. What do you think about that? All the stuff that's going on, 800-259-9231. Dr. Roberts, I didn't think to bring that up, but I mean, we concur on the whole social engineering. I've noticed they've replaced football issues of gay marriage and, the racist white people mantra to divide and conquer. And then how about the right to not have $85 billion a month in QE3 devalue our currency? How about the right to not, you know, have all these illegal wars to bankrupt our country and destroy our name? I mean, they have synthetically brought in all these fake issues. Quantify that, because I think you were starting to go there.
Well, what I was saying, Alex, is all the important civil liberties have been overturned. And what they've substituted are homosexual and lesbian rights, that is marriage for homosexuals and lesbians, voting rights issues, and abortion rights. So these are the three civil liberties that are in the news that the country is worked up over, either for or against. Even the American Civil Liberties Union is mainly preoccupied with these issues, not with the destruction of the Bill of Rights. None of these issues, of course, are in the Bill of Rights. There have been efforts over the years to sort of read them into it, and they no doubt are important to some people, but they're not important on the level of habeas corpus. They're not important on the level that the government cannot murder you. They can only execute you after a trial and evidence presented and you being convicted. But all of these, and you have due process, in other words. Well, these have been overturned. And you don't find any discussion of it in the media. What you find discussion of is voting rights, abortion rights, gay rights. Well, this shows, the supremacy or the success, rather. It shows the success of the police state in substituting nebulous, relatively unimportant issues for the United States Constitution.
I'm glad you're saying that, because no one else is really saying that but my show, and I know you've been writing about it, and that freaks me out that it's so clear the program they're using, and that the libertarian and conservative type groups aren't sophisticated enough to get it. I'm not bragging. I'm just shocked that we're smarter than most people. I mean, that's kind of freaks you out when you don't think you're that smart. And you realize the general public and even other pundits they're smart in ways, but they're just not sophisticated. And then there was always a real left in a way that was pro-civil liberty. They had some problems and things, but they were still pro-liberty. Now they're just a pure fascist club, and all they care about is that their black guy is in power, and it's really like a Hitler cult or something. I mean, isn't this the fall of a genuine left, what we've seen?
Yes, I don't think there is a left anymore. A counterpunch which was the main sort of intelligent left publication, they have acknowledged that there's no longer a left. I think that's true. And for that matter, there are not any real conservatives either. they were replaced by the neocons. So the kind of way people of my generation, I notice that among lifetime friends, they still think like it's the liberals and the conservatives. And the liberals are doing it, not any. There's a police state, and there are all these people who have these sorts of issues that are very important to them but don't bear on the duration or the ability to have a free society. So, I mean, we had a free society without having abortion rights or gay rights. So, as I say, I'm not saying these are not important rights to some people.
But it's a diversion on purpose being deployed.
A diversion on purpose, exactly.
But, I mean, look at the CIA we've known has been involved in the media since it began. But now it's just, we're going to run the media now, and we're going to propagandize and use psych warfare. It's corporate, scientific, cold-blooded psych warfare, bottom line, destroying the foundations that let these corporations even develop, to where all the rich people are having to get armored redoubts now because they stole their loot and stole and destroyed their own future. I mean, I'm agreeing with you more and more that these people are just crazy. I mean, they have a weird cosmology framework of an excuse, but the truth is this New World Order is just a bunch of crazy people.
Yeah, they've used lies and deception to steal accountability of government from the people. And when you don't have an accountable government, that means you have a police state. That means the government is not subject to law.
But the elite always get purged and robbed by their own groups. This is the worst climate, doctor. I know you're a historian as well. Tell me if I'm wrong. Isn't a tyranny a horrible climate for the elite as well?
Yes, but they often lead into it because the initial part, they are controlling the government. You know, the powerful interest groups control the government, and they use it for their own enrichment, but by making the government unaccountable, they enable the police state to rise up, against which they're powerless. You know, the elites thought they were going to control Hitler. I can remember I had professors who were refugees. They were Jewish refugees from Hitler when I was an undergraduate, and they confirmed that the German business elites, including many of the Jewish upper class people, thought they would control Hitler and just use him for their own advantage. But of course, once you get unaccountable power, then it can be used against you too. That's what the elites always overlook.
Unbelievable, Dr. Roberts. Folks can find your new book at your website. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' site, again, folks, is absolutely vital. We carry his articles at Infowars.com, but PaulCraigRoberts.org is the place to visit. And I have hope. I am seeing a bigger awakening. I talked to somebody I know that works in the county government, and he said basically all the county buildings at lunch listen to me, and they all know basically what's true, and they're all freaking out. Every cop I come across, even in other cities, I mean everyone, even in England, I had the cops hugging me, not as a psyop, but saying we're awake. I had MI5 giving me info that turned out to be accurate. And I mean, you could tell these people were genuine. They're freaked out about their future. But I hope there's some way now. I think that's why they're announcing NSA and the spying and the hit teams, is to scare everybody and to scare not so much leakers or whistleblowers, but people in government who have moral authority from the inside with the public to say this is wrong. Snowden's crime is exposing what we already knew and saying it's illegal. It's not that he's leaking anything that wasn't secret, in my view.
Right. Well, you know, President Jimmy Carter said the other day that the United States no longer has a functioning democracy. To my knowledge, this was never reported in the United States, only in Germany by Der Spiegel.
That's right. It was on one Georgia TV station, and then Der Spiegel picked it up. And you would think a former president saying that you would hear that ever, but that shows the control. Like the drills. Go ahead.
Right. No, it does. You're right. It shows the control. The print and TV media are a propaganda ministry. That's all they are. You've made that point over and over.
Amazing. Just amazing. Dr. Roberts, have a good weekend. And we're just here just trying to put out the SOS of the world, the messages in the bottle. And we just hope people at every level do whatever they can to just even passively slow down the wheels of this thing. And it's sad to say the best we can hope for is collapse.
Well, keep it up, Alex. You have a big audience, and you'll wake some more up.
God bless you. Thank you. Well, the behind-the-scenes attacks are really heating up. I'm not giving the enemy any intimidation coverage. I know they intend that, but it's getting scary over here. So, yeah, it's definitely 2 minutes to midnight. Thank you, Dr. Roberts.
Pleased to talk to you, Alex.
It was good to talk to you. And folks, I think you need to understand, you don't know how long shows like this will be on the air. I mean, we may hold them back. And when I see people in the alternative media, because they're COINTELPRO or cognitive infiltrators, like Sunstein talks about, or just been propagandized by this sick culture and are just jealous of anybody that sticks their head up and are Monday morning quarterbacking or backseat driving what I'm trying to do, nobody's a bigger critic of myself than I am on the real things I do, because I know this is for all the marbles, my family, my life, your life. But I'm really in the fulcrum. I mean, I'm in the maelstrom. I'm in the heart of it. And I know how real this is. I know how serious the stakes are. But we're here trying to hold the New World Order back at the door, and they're ramming it. And now, I mean, there's big pieces of the door knocked down. We're at the gates trying to hold it up. There's spears sticking through, stabbing political people. Reporters are being killed. Dirty tricks are happening. IRS is going after everybody. State, federal agencies are just messing with us 24/7. And I don't even give it attention. Just support us, folks. Because believe me, this is evil we're facing, and you've seen it. And you know, drums in the deep, they are coming, they are here. And it's not on our doorstep, it's in our house now. And it's moving quickly now, because it knows that humanity is waking up to it. We're in the fight, ladies and gentlemen, but this is not a game. This is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. I just hope you understand words. I don't have words after I read 100, 200 articles a day I scan over, or the video clips, or all the research and preparation we do for the show, and then I don't get to 10% of it because I'm mainly just marveling here on air. Just where everybody's under red level attack, and I need you to wake up to that, especially new listeners. And we're here trying to hold it back where everybody's going, where's the New World Order? Where's the spying, you said? Where's the... And I'm like, where's the spying? Where's the tyranny? The government's going to come get us, you said 18 years ago, and now they are? You're discredited. What you said came true. And they play these psych warfare games of nanny, nanny, boo-boo. You watch MSNBC or any of it. It's about, you're discredited. You said we bought bullets, and we did. You said there were blimps surveilling us, and we are, because you're a kook. You said the CIA is running weather warfare in America, and now it's in the BBC and Associated Press. You're confirmed right again. And I'm like, what does that mean? I mean, it's just reached cuckoo level. It's reached absolute cuckoo crazy level. And I guess everybody else have been conformist. Maybe I've been a true individualist and have not been a conformist. I don't conform in my life. I conform to whatever seems natural, whatever seems wholesome. And I mean, everything the New World Order does stinks to high heaven. It's bad. Let me tell you about some amazing information, some really important information. And it also is super important because it funds our operation. And I'll go to your phone calls and then all the news. I'll get to the news next hour after I take some more of the calls. But I want to settle down here and reset from kind of streaming the consciousness of reality here. Reality is so amazing. And I refuse to live in fantasy land. I'm not going to immigrate to fantasy land like half of my brethren in this country and people in other nations have done. I mean, I want to live in reality and make preparation for it, as Patrick Henry said. First off, Modafinilon is an amazing thyroid booster, organ booster, hair, nails, everything. From all the scientists, doctors, pharmacists, Ben Fuchs, the health ranger, they all have recommended the brown seaweed that the Modafinilon brand has, that's called Komba or Kombu by the natives. And this is from the southern hemisphere down south of Australia and New Zealand. And it's the best out there, and we have it at the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. And I take this 3 times a day, and it just gives me amazing energy. In fact, a lot of times now I'll just have a Polymers Plus and some of this. I'm working until, say, 10 at night. And then not drink coffee. And then don't have that headache and stuff that coffee gives me. 3 pills a day is what I take. And then, of course, they have the new, because it has, you know, over 100 ingredients, so it was really hard to say that it was non-GMO and get it certified, even though most of it was non-GMO and organic, the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine that I like the flavor of. I like this flavor, too. It's grown on me. At first, I liked the old flavor more, the peach citrus fusion. It's now only been out a few weeks. It's already their best seller. InfoWarsHealth.com. You get free shipping on it. Certified non-GMO, pesticide-free whole food. Beyond Tangy Tangerine citrus peach fusion. The ultimate multivitamin mineral complex, whole foods, trace minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, prebiotics, amino acids, essential cofactors, and more. 8,000 ORAC total per serving. And ladies and gentlemen, It is 100% natural, non-GMO, organic, and it's available at InfoWarsHealth.com. You get the lowest price on it. You get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. You pay a $10 thing like Costco does. You become a member and distributor and get even bigger discounts. InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number there on the site at InfoWarsHealth.com if you want to call and ask any questions or get help signing up. It's easy to do, but if you need any help, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Make the commitment today. And with all the toxins in the environment and the rest of it, we've had the Clemson study on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, folks, the old one, with the, 90-something percent killing of cancer colon cells. That's Clemson, folks. These are real studies. Kind of mirrors what Linus Pauling got the Nobel Prize for. But the point is that this isn't a game. I promote the real deal here, okay? And I'm not going to say it's a cancer cure. It is undoubtedly preventative and something that everybody should be doing. So it's a win-win-win. InfoWarsHealth.com. And also then purifying your water. We have the best prices on the ProPure system, the best gravity-fed stainless steel. See the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. They've got the Pro One filters that cut out the fluoride as well, all of it at once, or the older system that's just as good, but it's a little bit more. It's two systems you put together. And so it's all there. The ProPure, 10% off, promo code WATER. You can also call here to our offices. You can either books, videos, T-shirts, ask questions, or order the Pro One ProPure systems, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the number is also up on the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com, to get the ProPure. We'll be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Thank you.
highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Monday through Friday, we're here, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. What would that be, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Montana, Mountain Time? All right, I want to go to your phone calls. We'll do that till, I don't know, near the bottom of the hour next hour. Then I want to premiere segments of several films that are in the Paul Revere contest that I will announce third place Monday, second place Tuesday, and the $100,000 winner on next Wednesday. And it's been a big success. Please go see the amazing films. They're very entertaining, very enlightening, every subject you can imagine. 300-plus of them that we thought made the grade to get on the site, Infowars.com/Paul. And you can see the top 35 there. And it doesn't mean, I say those are the top 35. I'm looking at some of the others, too, might be in the running. I just, it's driving me crazy. I can't decide. But I'll have to by Monday. I've already pushed it back a couple days, so that's coming up. Also, speaking of films, you know, I walked out of a movie last night, and two cop cars pulled up. So I went and put one of my magazines on one of the cop car windshields, and one of the cops gets out and says, "Hey, Alex." And then they go in. They probably had some people fighting or something. Who knows? They didn't look like they were in too big a hurry. And people always think it's fake. Like, I'm on the hike and bike trail, and cops come by and go, "Hi, Alex," while I'm shooting a video. Or I mean, it happens constantly. Any video I'm shooting in public, if cops come by, they go, "Hi, Alex." So people think it's like a production. It's real. It happened. It's not a big deal. People go, how do they know him? I told you, I have 50 million listeners a week, folks. That's conservative, okay? I mean, in England, it's like, how does the cop wave at him on the bridge by Big Ben? He must be, you know, with the British intelligence. And no, I mean, people know who I am all over the world, folks. And I'm not bragging, but liberty's popular. I mean, the show's a big deal, okay? And so I did satire, police respond to only God forgives movie review. And it's not satire. It's satire, to be clear, when I say that they're going to arrest, Eric Schmidt of Google. Because Eric Schmidt was on the magazine, so that part's that. I want to be clear they weren't arresting him. That was just a joke I threw in there, but it's real video. Earlier it said police respond to only God forgives movie review. In fact, you can punch my computer up in here. I just had them add satire. Satire should go to the end, guys. It goes in the end or in the note or put it in the comedy section. The point is it's a real video, but I still see it as satire, what I'm saying. Now, Only God Forgives is very gratuitous, very violent. I don't particularly like that part. I think it's a horrible film, but also a genius film. And it's very thought-provoking art because it hits you on many levels. And I will do a brief review of Only God Forgives that I saw with some of the crew, the TV crew last night. My dad went too. And I said, "What was the movie about, Dan?" He goes, "Only one in 20 will get it. You know, the cop, psychic, and... it's kind of like a good versus evil, and this is what the devil does, and this guy's basically like an angel, but it shows that good can be very, very vengeful as well, and there's also kind of an Asian exploit, like Machete or the black exploitation films where the black guys are killing all the bad white guys. I mean, it's also kind of like that, but it's produced by a French/German guy, so it's not really an Asian exploitation film. It's not even aimed at the Asian market. It's bizarre. It's like 2001 Space Odyssey avant-garde, but very disturbing. So kind of just did the review, didn't I? I need to do it. I need to encapsulate a little bit better than that. I mean, it's got that director, which I'm not some giant film buff, though I kind of am. I mean, I do my research. The director, Nicholas Windig Refn, is that how you pronounce it? He also wrote it. Is a smart cookie. The cinematography is out of this world. The casting is out of this world. But I did not like what happened when I got home last night. I did not like it at all, and I'll have to tell that story later as well. One of my dogs got into my son's fishing equipment. So it didn't go well after seeing that film.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello,
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.